It's time for Golf DMV, highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. And now, here is Claude Jennings.
It's Golf DMV, everybody, on Federal News Network, 1500 AM, golfdmvpodcast.com. Feel free to buy hats, buy shirts, buy whatever you want. Just make our pockets fat. Right.
Christmas right. gifts.
Exactly. You know what?
Christmas gifts.
Exactly.
There
if
you you're go.
Look, if so we're going to get into this a little bit later, but anyone who plays golf know that your non-golf buddies or your spouses or your family, they don't know mm-hmm. what to get you for golf. We're going to mm-hmm. help you out later in the show with what to do. But an easy thing is to say, hey, check out this website, golfdmvpodcast.com, mm-hmm. and then go to their shop and buy me something from there.
It's the spirit of giving. Give us some money.
Yes.
Exactly.
So we're not out here looking like Rick with the golf hangers. I don't know. We'll talk about that later.
Exactly.
Whatever that thing is.
But if you... that is funny. But if you are listening on the radio, it might be Christmas or New Year's already. I don't know. They seem to be a week or two behind. Uh-oh. But we'll check in with our buddies at Federal News Network, mm-hmm. which is fine because, I mean, you know, that's okay. It gives us a little bit of breathing room. But,
that's true. Yep.
But if mm-hmm. the podcast is live, local, and late breaking...
Yes.
But the radio show, I don't know what's going on with that. But we'll check in with our buddies at Federal News Network. This is also might be renamed the LB show. we may have more on that later, but we'll check in. So we've got a lot going on. Here's the thing. Did anything happen in the PGA this week? Honestly, I have no clue if there was a tournament played. I literally, because we talked about this, how when the ball hits here in the DMV.
We check out.
I check out. Yeah. And Vern, you're saying the same thing, right?
Yeah pretty much. The only thing I know that happened is Dustin Johnson is going to be preparing for the President's Cup. He pulled out of whatever the tournament was.
Yes, that's in our rundown later.
Okay, cool. All right, yes. Well, mess that up.
LB, was there a tournament?
No. Okay. It was a quiet week all around between the LPGA, PGA, the Corn Ferry.
Everybody
was basically off this week.
Okay. Last year, was it Thanksgiving weekend or was it the weekend afterwards where Tiger and Phil did the thing? Was that Christmas weekend?
Yep.
Was it Christmas or Thanksgiving?
I can't remember. That shows you how important it was.
Right, yeah. Because I didn't watch it.
I didn't pay the money to
watch it, and I would not have paid, and I did not pay.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything.
So, from what I understand.
Okay, so we've got a lot to cover today. I've got a Santa Claus Love Golf update, oddly enough. But we'll get to that
Santa
a little
bit. Santa Claus Love Golf.
Yeah. So let's do a quick Thanksgiving check-in. Let's start with Vern.
Okay.
How was your Thanksgiving?
On the other hand, maybe I should go first because mine was a bit of a downer.
Yours was
the up event.
Mine was good.
Okay, then we'll do mine first.
We'll start with yours because yours was a downer. Mine was in the middle.
Okay.
All right, so we'll rotate back. So we'll end on an up.
We don't want people to be pro Thanksgiving.
In the middle, huh?
There you go.
We don't want people to be anti-Thanksgiving.
No, of course not.
Yeah. So mine was, are we going to do like the night before Thanksgiving? Because that was an up.
Oh, just your whole, well... Okay,
I'm just asking, the whole weekend,
yeah,
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then it's still a downer. Okay. But it started good, but then went down after that. So, all you that follow us on Instagram,
right?
I posted pictures on Wednesday night. I went to Bethesda Blues and Jazz to see Rare Essence, which actually for us being me and the missus,
right.
has become a tradition.
Nice.
Okay.
So
we're going
to see Rare Essence every
week. At BB&J's, nice environment. It's close. It's Montgomery County. So
I didn't know Mrs. Brooks loved
Go-Go.
Go-Go.
Yeah.
Oh. I did not know that.
Oh, really?
Look at that.
I mean, she's born and raised in D.C.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
I mean,
did you know this?
No, I didn't.
Really?
Nice.
Well, let me say this. We are Go-Go fans, but we are selective Go-Go fans.
Right. Probably classics. But
right.
Yeah.
We don't go everywhere.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? We're not going to the black hole.
Right.
You know what I mean? We ain't doing that kind of stuff. We ain't going to the metro.
Right.
Yeah. We're not doing that. But BBJ.
Rare Essence.
Maybe some
Northeast or something.
Yeah, we see Rare Essence. We go see Belladonna.
Okay.
We used to go see Chuck Brown Band.
Yeah.
Let me back up. We were Chuck Brown fans from the jump. But when he passed and the kids took over, we were with him for a little while.
Right.
And then we kind of faded back.
Right.
With them because it's
not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Okay.
It's not the same. His son hasn't, and this is just my opinion. I'm sure other people will agree.
Right.
He's no talent.
Okay.
He's no talent.
Okay.
And they got him out front. So
should be playing the triangle or something.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The cow. Put him on a cowbell. Put him on a cowbell. He'll be fine. So we don't really go see them. Proper utensils. We like proper utensils.
Oh, yeah.
Back,
Backyard.
Backyard. I like them.
Right.
We see them again, selective events. We don't go everywhere, but we go in, like if it's a hotel party with Black Alley, then we'll go check it out, that kind of stuff. Okay. So we went to see Rare Essence at BBJ on Wednesday night. I met two ladies, and I told them I would shout them out. So you better be listening, Yolanda and Cynthia. I met them at the bar in the intermission.
Okay.
We got to chatting it up or whatever, and I gave them cards. They said they would listen. Nice ladies. We have pictures. I have pictures posted on our Instagram page. You can see Yolanda and Cynthia, me acting a fool on a dance floor.
Of course.
As expected.
Yes, nice ladies, nice ladies. But we had a ball. I had a great time.
Right.
So yeah, that was that
the
night.
The night before.
That was the night before Thanksgiving.
Up note.
Everything was up. Everything was happening. You know, a couple, two, three drinks in.
I'm feeling good. Thanksgiving is tomorrow.
So then Thanksgiving Day comes, and there's nobody really coming to our house other than my in-laws.
Right.
Who both are in there, like 88-ish.
Okay.
So there's no... You know what I mean?
You won't be exactly listening to Rare Essence.
Exactly.
It's going to be kind of a chill evening.
Exactly. Day. It's going to be chilly. Yeah, chill day. And afternoon and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And my mother-in-law, whose health is fading.
Right.
I mean, she's in a wheelchair. So, I mean, I basically had to, like, lift her out of the wheelchair, lift her into the car, lift her out of the car in the wheelchair, into the house. I mean, you know what I mean? So... It, you know, I lift weights all the time. Right. You know what I mean? You know, I can easily bench a couple hundred pounds, not a problem, you know?
And yet,
100 pounds of dead weight in a human. And not trying to bump her head getting in and out the car. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's a lot.
It's difficult. It really is difficult. So that was my Thanksgiving day.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I also posted a picture of me putting in the living room.
I did see that.
Right. Yeah. And my father-in-law, who's sitting on the couch, right? He never played a round of golf in his life. Uh-huh. I don't think he's ever been to a driving range.
Okay.
He's like giving me tips. Oh, you need to do this. Oh, you need to do that. And I want to turn around and say, would you just shut the blood up? When the last time I seen you on TV hitting
me? Right. Show me.
Right. Here's a putter. You show me what you got, man. Tell me what you got. This.
Hold the wrong end.
Exactly. But I didn't. I let him, settle in and do his thing.
Oh, okay.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks for that tidbit.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
That was really nice of you to do that, by the way.
But I mean, hey, I'm old. I'm trying to be mellower. I'm trying. It was Thanksgiving,
by the way.
Right. Yeah, and it was Thanksgiving. Yeah, Food was good. Food was good. Mrs. put out a good spread.
Nice.
So that was my...
But I thought she doesn't like to do the whole cooking thing on Thanksgiving anymore.
She didn't want to cook...
For a lot of people.
For a whole lot of people.
Right.
And our children that would just come over and eat.
And leave.
Yeah, a bunch of leeches.
Exactly. Leeches is the right word.
Yeah.
It's exactly the right word. Yeah. I don't know what they did, because I didn't even text them Thanksgiving Day. I don't even know what they did.
Good luck.
Exactly. I'm over here minding my business. So, you know what I mean? So, I did a lot of putting. I made the fire. I kept the fireplaces going.
I love it.
You know what I mean? That kind of stuff.
Nice.
That night, I did go to my aunt's house, who lives in Palmer Park.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Turned up.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. That's why I said Palmer Park,
Maryland. What's that? Just south of Landover?
Pretty much. Yes. Right around Landover.
Right around, but north of Chevrolet.
Yeah. North of Chevrolet, there. South of Landover.
Mm-hmm. I can see all those three.
You can get
cities.
This from either Landover Road or MLK.
Yeah, exactly.
And any place in the country, really, that has a Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue.
Do you know what kind of hood?
It's the hood.
Yeah. Right. So. But they're good people. We had a ball over there.
Okay.
And she has, so my aunt has six children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to be between the children and the grandchildren, the great-great-grandchildren, it's got to be 80 of them.
Really?
I kid you not.
Most of them were a lot of them.
House was full.
Yeah. A lot of people. A lot of, somebody sitting next to you trying to talk to you, got to scream.
Because
there's so many people going back and forth, and they playing games. But it was a ball. I had a blast over there. That was my nightcap of the day.
Okay.
So how was this a downer?
The middle part was a downer.
Yeah.
Because you got two good, one downer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even the downer wasn't really that bad.
You wasn't there. I'm just saying, you wasn't there. So that was my Thanksgiving day, right. Weekend.
So yours is probably better than mine. So here's my Thanksgiving.
That's pretty bad.
So let me think. So here's what. So my Thanksgiving is funny because the drama behind it started probably about a month ago.
A month and a half ago.
Ooh. So because I'm texting my brother and my two sisters, we're figuring out what we're going to do. Right. Hey, here's the menu. Who's cooking what? Who's bringing what?
My understanding was you were hosting.
Yes.
Yeah.
As always.
And I knew something went wrong. Let me just step in. I knew something went wrong when I got in here before Claude had set up. And, you know, Sierra came downstairs and I said, hey, how you doing? Hey, how was Thanksgiving? I know you guys hosted. Well, we didn't host. And I was like, oh, story's coming.
Yeah. So, I mean, so everybody, so we got the plan because we hosted our house every year. Right. And so here's the running of what usually happens. Usually what happens is we do some charity work because of my grandmother's foundation or foundation my cousin Denise started in my grandmother's honor, where we feed vets, homeless folks, anyone in need, right?
Right, right.
But I usually get there early. I set up, but I cut out around 1:30, 2 o'clock to make sure everything's set around our house. And my family comes over. Mm-hmm. Sometimes her family comes over. We have friends who come over, and we have a big deal at the house, right? That's normally what happens.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So this is what we do.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So the text message chain gets started about a month and a half ago. Hey, what do you guys bring? What are we going to do? Because I got to let some friends know what to bring. And so we're getting all this stuff. Everything's cool.
Right. We've done this before. Right.
About a week out, my brother starts acting shaky. I don't know because, you know, and honestly, it's just a bunch of ridiculous stuff. Uh-huh. Like, it's not even.
Yes.
Like, I just, like, this is that, this, what you're saying doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Then my sister checks in. And what she says doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
And then, and what happens is she's telling my mother some excuses and she's telling me, and none of it's the same. None of it.
You can see it slipping.
Right. Yeah. I guess so. Oh, but for me.
Various excuses for different people.
Yeah, right, you know what I mean? But okay. I get it because, you know, my sister's like
her. She got married now, right?
Right, about a year and a half ago. Right, so this is the second Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. So last year we did the same thing, but we just did it at her house. Okay. You know what I mean? Okay, cool. Right. You know, newly married. Well, yeah. Come over. It's all good. Blah, blah, blah.
Right. And she's way down in Waldorf.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes, Waldorf.
Where there's no reason to go, I think.
Never a reason to go to Waldorf. Yeah. Let me tell you one thing about Waldorf. You know what I mean? Trump can miss me with this whole wall at Mexico.
Yeah.
But if he builds a wall to over Waldorf, I'm with it.
You're good.
Trump 2020, build that wall.
St. Charles County.
Disconnect Waldorf from the rest of Maryland. No, I'm just joking. But anyway, I would never vote for Trump if Biden wants to put a wall at Waldorf. I'm fine. No, but so. but
he wouldn't remember.
Exactly. Right. He wouldn't remember that promise. So people getting shaky, right?
Yep.
And so now it seems like, okay, outside of like my mom and a few folks and some friends who come over, you know, it's like, okay, cool. Family's not going to be, I'm fine with that or whatever. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But my mom, like last year, so my grandmother, 93.
Right.
Ooh. You know, she's memory is slipping. You know what I mean? Like very quickly. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. And so my mom like really wants to just kind of do like intimate things with my grandmother around these holidays. She's spend this time with her. Right. Like, hey, I'm going to do this with grandma. Then, you know, come over to the house late. And so we're going to do the same thing we've always done. The same thing. This isn't new.
Right.
Right.
Same plan. Same game plan.
And they start getting brand new. And then my wife, just trying to be diplomatic, says, well, you know what? If, you know, just the friends are coming over, but the family's not, maybe we shouldn't do it. By this time, I'm already irritated by the whole thing. I'm like, all right, fine, we'll cancel it.
Yeah, right. Thanksgiving's canceled.
And I had to apologize. I probably just hung up on her when I said, okay, fine, we'll just do it. You know, that's it. But I was so frustrated by this because I'm trying to make this stuff happen with people. And
it's not new either. That would frustrate me, yeah.
Do we doing the same thing we do all the time, y'all? Right. I don't understand it. You know what I mean? And so anyway, long story short, I ended up volunteering all the day, really. Like, I got to the spot where we do the dinner, maybe around 9:30 in the morning, 10 o'clock, set up, started the service around noon. From noon to 5, volunteered. And then after 5, I went to my mom's house because she was spending the time with my grandmother.
Right, yeah.
And my grandmother showed up for a little bit at the volunteer spot, which was kind of sweet. And so we did that.
Right.
Went back to my mother's house, had dinner, watched the end of the 4 o'clock game, the Cowboys game, and then went home. You know what I mean? But back at my mother's house, my niece was there. You know, my stepdad was there. My sister, you know, my other sister was there. You know what I mean? And everything. And so, you know, it's what it is.
I'm only laughing because, like, as he's saying this, as I tend to do, I just imagine Claude now angry in the line helping the homeless. Because again, normally he's out by 1:30, but today everything got blown up. So I can just see him, you know, people going, thank you, sir. Keep it moving, man. We got to tell people.
Hey, people behind you, man.
When are you supposed to be here?
Move along.
One dinner row. Why are you taking it? One. Yeah. So, that was my whole thing. It was like, you know, honestly, people. And so, so that was my whole Thanksgiving, which ended up being great because I love doing that type of work. You know what I mean? And so I was like, you know what? So what I ended up thinking to myself the night before was, you know, I'm not going to let other people ruin my holiday.
Right, right.
This year just is what it is. Yeah. And I'm going to volunteer most of the time. Then I'm going to go to my mother's house and spend time with her because she was with grandma all day and you know, all that kind of stuff. And so that's what I'm gonna do. So that was my Thanksgiving. Vern, how about you? Mine was worse than yours.
Yeah. I think so. Because I did a lot of drinking and I did work on my deck. So, I got some stuff done.
Okay. Well,
so I forgot about that.
I guess okay. All right. I did the drinking part, maybe not the deck. But mine was good, man. Mine was good. I mean, just really, really basic. We hosted this year. Kept it small, I think, to 10 people.
So you hosted and everybody?
Everybody knew what to do.
They came when they were on time?
Yeah.
But let me add this, too.
What's that?
So the friends, and I can count, let's see, about nine folks,
right.
Just friends, not even family, who were going to come over. They were all, like, committed. Like, yeah, let's do it. Let's go. So when I canceled, I'm like, really? Are you serious?
They were hurt.
They were the family.
Well, I blamed my wife. I said, once a year, I said, we should cancel because the family's not coming over. Because it wasn't my idea.
Throw under the bus.
It technically wasn't your idea. This year it was to cancel Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so I threw her under the bus.
Then they had to find something else to do.
Yeah, I was all about it.
But here's what's wild. All of them all have family. They don't like to go to their family's place for Thanksgiving.
So he messed up their plans. Now I got to go sit in my whack cousin's house.
Exactly. Or just stay home and do nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
No, mine was good, man. It went well. We hosted. I outsourced the whole joint, bro.
You gotta do it.
I outsourced the whole joint. Listen.
You didn't cook anything?
Yes, I did. The dish I made was really good, but I went to this restaurant called Gravitas in DC, 1-star Michelin, really nice, and ordered like a turkey and ham. Michelin star. They got a Michelin star. Really nice restaurant.
You Browns, boy. You go top notch. You don't go at all.
I got my family coming over now.
Anytime we go catered, we do Copper Canyon.
Right.
And they do it pretty good. Not a Michelin star.
No, absolutely not. That's why I'm looking at Vern like that. That's no Michelin.
We hadn't tried it out either. And most everything was good. I did bleep up the turkey, but that's not. That's a whole other story.
What happened with the turkey?
Okay, so look, basically, you get the food.
We're in the studio. Dude. Sierra's walking down the stairs.
I'm sorry.
The one who canceled Thanksgiving
Just walk in front of the camera. It's good.
Canceled Thanksgiving for you.
When you get all the food, like turkey, ham, chicken, right? And it's basically everything's kind of like
ham.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I come on now. I like the pork. I ate it all. God made everything. Yeah.
Sweet.
So I got those bunch of sides, and it's basically just take it home and put it in the oven on like 350 and just heat it up to temp.
Okay.
Because I think what
they already cooked,
they got it to like maybe just below where you need it or whatever.
Okay.
Easy money. Uh-huh. Well, we got the chicken done. We got the ham done. Everything. You know, ham was pretty much warmed through. That was already cooked.
Uh-huh.
The turkey, bro, it just would not come up to 165. It's one of those things with the eye test. When you looked at it, it looked clearly dry and done.
Right.
Excuse me. But every time I put a thermometer in,
couldn't get
it. Okay. I won't chance it. So I took an L on the turkey. But I made sweet potatoes, which everybody loves. Sweet potato casserole or whatever.
Okay. With pecans on the top?
Yes. Pecans and a crumble, whatever.
My wife can kill us. Hey, yeah. I'll put hers up against yours any day.
All right. We'll have to try it out. Okay. Mine is Ruth Chris good.
Well, hers normally make Ruth Chris look like, you call this sweet potato casserole?
I might take the L to Miss Brooks, but everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Ask Rick McCormick. He tell you.
He says,
because he out of the blue some days, he'll text me. Your wife make the potato casserole?
What's he about
randomly.
Right, it's out of the blue.
I'm just going to come by and take some.
Without buying any of the ingredients?
Of course. Without bringing anything. Contributing nothing to the process.
But go ahead, I'm sorry.
It was pretty uneventful. I hosted. It went well. I brought the food. My mom brought the only variance I think was, you know, mom said, hey, we're going to keep a small menu because it's just the two families.
Right.
And of course, as mom does, she brings 17 trays. But that's good. That's a good problem to have.
Right. Too much food.
That's a good problem to have. Yeah. So you're good. And my sister's the bartender. If you have the resident bartender in your family,
okay.
I break out all the drinks. She makes all the cocktails.
Okay. Cool.
It was really good. So it was a good time.
Does she have her own, she wants you guys to try stuff or she wants you to
She'll make classic drinks and then she will make new stuff and just make it up. And it's good. Most of the time, it's pretty good.
All right, cool.
So she's pretty good. Shout out to Maria. She likes that stuff. So I will say really quickly though, and I text you guys about this, the only potential thing we had, was the old sister-in-law wanted to bring a new boyfriend along.
Uh-huh.
for the first time to Thanksgiving.
Right.
And how long is this boyfriend?
Nobody knows. Nobody's met him. Okay, so just for context, everybody, sister-in-law, not put her name out there, but you know, she's young. Right. She's 20, in her 20s or whatever. Mm-hmm. So
they do reckless stuff like this.
That's all decision making.
I just met this guy 2 weeks ago. I think I'm in love.
There are certain people who, if they said, hey, I'm bringing my partner along, I'd be like, oh, okay, cool, because I trust. But this,
I trust your judgment.
She's in a place where we're like, no, we got to meet him in a far away, in a public place.
Yeah. Neutral, because
this is my house. That's where my children are, where my niece and nephew are.
Where my children lay their heads.
Exactly. But he didn't come. She came over. We all had a good time.
Oh, he didn't come.
I would have turned him away at the door. That would have been the situation.
Dog, you can't come.
I'd be like, oh, hey, yeah, she's good. You're going to have to take her. You need a lift or Uber? She can drive you back home. Yeah, it would have been awkward. So, yeah, no, she came well with her sweet son, with my nephew, and it was a good time.
Yeah, good.
How was his behavior?
Who?
The nephew.
He was all right. He was good. He was good.
That is a situation with kids, because sometimes people bring kids and their kids, like,
off the chain. And the parents act like they don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Not in my household. Don't work like that. Because I snatch them up in a minute.
In front of you.
In front of you.
Yeah, I believe.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And tell you.
I don't care what you saw.
Look, snatch them up and look at the parents and say, you better stop running around my house.
Yeah.
This ain't no playground.
Yeah.
And then look at the parent like, you got a problem with what I just did? Because y'all both can leave.
You can pack it up.
Yeah.
You can get up out of here.
Everybody can go.
Big deal.
I think all the cousins kept him in check. They were all playing and having a good time. Yeah. So he kind of just.
Okay.
He built it. So like a pack mentality. He kind of just went in with them or whatever.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah. So it was a dope time.
So all in all, everybody's Thanksgiving was okay. I mean, I'm fine with the way mine's turned out. I had a good time volunteering. And stuff. It was just really irritating the way it all played out.
Convincing yourself that you were fine.
That might be what I'm doing, like kind of like being my own.
I got a lot of work done, so I'm actually overall, I think, even though that the Thanksgiving day was kind of
a little down,
you know what I mean. Yeah. But overall, I mean, I got a lot of work done.
Night before and the night of, then I got
stuff done on the deck. I got like a whole half a section done,
mm-hmm.
so I'm making progress.
Progress. Well, there we go. Thanksgiving golf DMV style. Quick shout out to Vern with the YouTube channel. LB's got that on the rundown. And so
I just want to give you props because. I mean, you've been bringing these cameras.
I have
bringing these cameras here for a minute.
Eight episodes
of it.
Yep.
So when I actually
but it
saw,
takes a while to kind of get.
I don't know.
Vern strikes you and me. Correct me if I'm wrong. Vern strikes me as a person who's not going to put out anything that's halfway kind of done for the moment. You know what I mean?
So
I'm sure that. The first couple of videos he's done, you said it's been 8 episodes?
Yeah, it's been 8.
They've probably been fine. If I'm looking at
that's true.
Post that. Uh-huh. But because he's Vern.
Semi-perfectionist.
He's going to want that thing to be, his standard of release is probably, higher than
what I expect. Yep. Exactly. It was beautiful. And I sent it to a bunch of people. And I got a lot of great comments back on the video quality. We even got, I went to one to read too, one of my friends that I sent it to, I basically went through my
contacts
in my email and just started, tagging people, sent it to her, blind copied a whole bunch of people, sent it to.
Right.
So a friend of mine happened to be in the Galapagos Islands.
Right.
Nice.
On the National Geographic cruise, and she watched it while she was in the Galapagos.
Oh, okay.
And she sent back, she said, I love the podcast. It sounded like y'all have a lot of fun.
Right.
Everything from the thermos I'd never heard of to the effect of temperature changes or something. Or other to John Rahm's girlfriend.
You know what's funny about that too? Because I remember we was recording the podcast, and there's a little bit about that I wanted to take out before I hit radio, and I forgot to do it.
But really? Okay. Well, that's fine. I don't think I said anything too bad.
You didn't.
She said it took a while to watch since I was in the Galapagos looking at penguins and giant tortoises. Okay. And she said, and you'll like this, blue-footed boobies. She said she attached a photo of the blue-footed boobies. The blue-footed boobies. They're actually birds. You're not a National Geographic type person?
No.
So it's basically like a seagull kind of like, mm-hmm. except their feet are blue.
Oh, okay.
And they're called blue-footed boobies.
Okay.
Nice.
And she said, in the winter pictures, you can see this bird crap on everything, basically. And she said, yes, that's bird poop on a rock. She said, every island in the chain is covered with poop from iguanas to sea lions, giant tortoises, penguins, and she said, watch your step. So, yeah. So she watched our video in the Galapagos Islands. She, and this is Theta, Theta Parrish, a good friend of mine. We worked together.
I appreciate you. I did think the booth with the boobies, I thought that was like an inside joke just because it was boobies.
Yeah, and because of you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right. Well, she
when you actually hit me with the bird fact, I was like, okay.
Well, I think she threw that in based on the size of John Rahm's girlfriend's boobies.
Gotcha.
So that was the play.
Okay, a little bit of the play on words.
Awesome. And she does have a nice rack. If you haven't seen her, check her out.
All right, so you might not have heard that.
Yeah. So what LB just said probably didn't make the radio show. So you have to go
that's
to the,
easy. That should not be a.
You can go to the podcast to listen to it.
Yeah.
I mean, radio. I mean, Federal News Network.
I understand that, but that's not in say the stuff they send on radio nowadays. I'm like
not on
Federal News Network.
Yeah. Oh well,
it's a high standard.
I thought it was all radio's radio. It's all the same FCC standards everywhere. No.
Yeah, no, it's the same. FCC standards.
Okay, but then I can say boobies.
Yeah.
What the? They can decide to not have us on the station anymore.
He has to mark on this and take it.
And so what happens is now I've got to edit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is a headache. I'd rather just post. Yeah. But anyway.
My bad.
So, no, you're good to go. We've got a few more minutes left in this segment. There's one thing that caught my attention on this rundown. Is Vern a perb? What is that?
Perv, I think is what it's
perv.
Supposed to be. Yeah.
Perv.
Yeah,
same
perv.
Thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So
he has a story behind this.
So with a few minutes left. So look, the only context you need for this, is that the place I'm working is, imagine a huge warehouse where there's not a lot of people. So the restrooms, like long hallways, the restrooms are very small, right? So we're talking like a 10 by 10 with like one stall, one urinal and a sink.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So end of the day, I'm leaving. There's not a very low traffic place. I'm like, cool. I'm going to do my business before I get on the road. I got a long drive home. I go in there to do my thing. This place is very energy efficient. All the lights run on motion. So while I'm in the restroom, the lights turn out.
Go out.
That's fine. And I'm waving around in the stall, and the thing, the motion doesn't catch it. Cool, it doesn't matter. Uh-huh. Now I'm sitting. Now again, not a lot of traffic, nobody here. I would never do this normally in a regular bathroom, but I'm sitting there like, well, while I wait for the, you know, while I finish up, I'm taking my time. Right. I'll just watch some videos on the phone. Or whatever. So I pull up YouTube, and I start watching a Will Ferrell outtakes clip. So it's just a bunch
Will
of
Will Ferrell. Funny, very funny guy.
You should check it out. It's just a long running clip of all his movies and different outtakes, right? So I'm in there in the pitch black and everything, everything, watching the clip. And then out of nowhere, the door bursts open and it scares me. It's the janitor. So the janitor bursts in. I don't know why he came in so loud. So
aggressive.
Exactly. So if you can imagine, if you're sitting in the stall, you know, this person bursts in, I shuffle. And I scare him because I don't think he thought anybody was in here.
Right.
So he reacts. So all I see is a foot down by, like, you imagine.
Below
the stall. So I see a foot just standing there. And he's kind of like taking in that, there's a person in here. Right. Whatever. Cool. And he's like standing there and I'm standing there. And in this silence, while the video was playing, one of the films that Will Ferrell was doing an outtake from had a sex scene. So the actress is doing her bit.
No.
As I sit here and take in like, man, what happened? And then... My ears finally kick back in, and I'm like, oh wait, there's somebody. So I quickly scrambled to mute the phone, and so now his footage is still standing there. He hasn't moved, and then like maybe 15 seconds later, he goes to start cleaning. So he cleans the bathroom and does everything else. And so now I'm in there. I'm done.
Right.
But I'm like, I'm not coming out
until
you leave.
I don't want him to see me.
So he does, takes like 10 minutes. He cleans the bathroom. He walks out. I give it like another 2 minutes. I do what I have to do. Wash my hands. I'm like, cool, man. That was weird. I don't have to see him. I step outside the bathroom. He's literally right there mopping. Right there mopping. I step outside. My eyes meet his. He just looks at me. And he gives me this look. Now, for you on the Frozen podcast, it's sort of that shrug the shoulders look like, hey, I'm not judging
you. Right.
I'm not judging.
Hey, after you get off, it's on you.
Do what you do. Yeah, I'm not here to judge. I'm here to mop floor.
That's hilarious.
So with that being said, this top of the hour news coming up on radio. Podcast listeners, LB's going to try to sell you something. It's Golf DMV on Federal News Network, golfdmvpodcast.com.
Hi, this is LB from Golf DMV. Have you thought about advertising your business? Well, consider us as your cost-effective advertising solution. We offer a variety of options and terms to meet your needs. Contact us at golfdmvpodcast.com for more information.
It's time for Golf DMV, highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. And now, Here is Claude Jennings.
Welcome back to Golf DMV, Federal News Network, for now on 1500 AM, depending on how I edited this thing, and on GolfDMVpodcast.com. For those who are watching the YouTube channel that Vern puts together, you'll see this plaque. It's congratulations on your 100th episode from Denise, Coach B, and Charles, our VA contingency, yes, our original absolutely. VA, because we're growing with the VA contingency, absolutely. But our original VA contingency got us this great plaque and brought it to golf to the Green Turtle in Burtonsville. Right. They drove up from Burtonsville. And
Burtonsville from Fredericksburg.
Yeah. Exactly. And
what you just said. Yes.
What did I say? Did I say something?
You said something different, but don't, just keep going. Yeah, keep
so
going.
Anyway, they drove all the way up to the Green Turtle in Burtonsville to hang out with us. So thank you guys so much. You guys can see this plaque if you're watching on the YouTube channel. And if you're listening on radio or on the podcast, go to the YouTube channel and you can see the plaque.
Mm-hmm. And like us.
Yes. Yes.
Like and subscribe.
And subscribe to the YouTube channel and the podcast and share it and all that other kind
of
stuff.
And as Bomani Jones says, give us 5 stars. If you give us anything less than 5, I'm inclined to think you're a hater.
Interesting.
Well, there we go. So, LB, you went to PBDA to play the simulator.
Yes.
Talk about that experience.
Vern and I played there on Tuesday.
Oh, right. Last week. Yeah. The week Tuesday. Of Thanksgiving. You guys played.
Thanksgiving, yes. Mm-hmm. We went and played 18.
Yep.
We played with brother, his name is
Chase.
Chase Higgins. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He walked. So first,
he walked PBDA?
Yes.
I give him.
Wow.
Yeah, and it wasn't warm either. I mean, it was chilly.
It was 60-ish.
Yeah.
Wow.
At the height of the day.
At the height,
it was like 60-ish, and it quickly went down. As soon as the sun got past the trees,
it dropped 10 degrees cold.
Easily. Yeah.
Easily. The course was in really good condition, except. The greens had been aerated and they didn't tell us.
Oh, okay.
So did they charge you full price?
No, well,
$40, right?
I think it was $40.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not too bad.
For an aerated PBDA.
Yeah.
They should say something though.
Yeah, I was surprised when I got that they were aerated because when I booked it, there was nothing that said they had been aerated.
Okay.
So other than that, it was fine. It was a beautiful day for almost December. Wasn't super crowded. It was a threesome in front of us.
It was
a threesome in front of us. Course was in good shape. I mean, for Thanksgiving week, it was in really good shape, minus the aeration of the green.
Yeah.
And they weren't terrible. I mean, we played on worse aerated greens.
Yeah, where they're pretty much unpotable.
Yeah, mm-hmm. these were just had a lot of sand.
Right.
A whole lot of sand.
Like freshly aerated.
But it wasn't. I mean, it wasn't bad. I don't want to make it sound like it was terrible. I just would like to have known that before we got there,
right?
But other than that, it was good. Chase was a nice guy. He works at Howard
in operations. Yeah,
in operations, he's originally from Jamaica. Mm-hmm. By way of Jupiter, Florida.
I think it's the other way around. I think he's originally came to us from Florida by way of Jamaica. I think he's originally from Jamaica.
Right. Isn't that what I said?
I think you guys are saying the same thing, but you're saying it in a different way.
Okay. Yeah. He's from Jamaica.
Yes.
Via Florida.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Keep up, man. Keep up. Jupiter. He's from Jupiter, Florida, too, which is, golf capital, golf pro residence capital.
Did you guys ask him why he moved to the DMV?
He said he was struggling with the fall golf, too. He was like, to get used to it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did ask him that, too. I was like, you went the wrong way, man.
Right. I was trying to go from here to Florida. You went from Florida here.
Yeah.
I think he came here for work, I'm assuming. Because I asked him at one point, I said, because he's single. And I don't have very many single friends, so I was like, well, it must be a woman involved in this for you to come from Florida to Maryland.
He denied that. I think he did say it was for his job.
I think it was for work.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Nice guy, though. But like I said, but I do have a story about Chase.
Is he good?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. I mean, he had some good shots. And, I mean, everybody has good shots and bad shots.
Yeah.
He had some good shots.
Yeah.
But he had one incident that would be memorable.
Okay.
And I told him when it happened. I said, you just made the podcast now, right?
He did it.
So we were on the fifth hole. Those of you who play PBDA, it's a par 4. Downhill left.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Vern and I was riding. Of course, we don't walk.
Yeah.
Nobody does that. But Chase. I'm sorry. so Vern, I had hit my shot to the right. Vern's shot was to the left. So we go to my ball, and Vern drops me off, and he goes to his ball to the left of the fairway.
Right.
We both missed the fairway. So I'm standing by my ball, and all of a sudden I hear this. And I turn around, and Chase's golf cart that he'd been pushing had somehow got away from him at the top of the hill.
Okay.
And came careening down the hill to the fence.
He was chasing it down the hill pretty aggressively. Yeah.
Wait, he was chasing the golf cart down the hill.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So he had his own push cart.
He had his own push cart.
Was it one of the electric ones?
No, it wasn't electric. It was a nice cart, but he was pushing it. I don't know what happened. All I know was I'm standing there and all I hear is crash into the fence.
I saw it before LB. Yeah, I didn't see what happened, but I saw it before LB where I looked up and I'm like, oh, he's running down. And you can't see this, but like, yeah, it's just rolling down the thing. And it turned hard right.
Right.
Into the gate, like into the rough. Off to the
right. Into the rough.
I got it. I was like, okay.
Yeah, because I mean, his bag flew off. His gloves. I mean, the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was the whole thing. When he got done, I said, you know, you just made the golf podcast, right?
When things like that happen, you try to do the cool kind of jog behind it because you don't want to look like a fool.
Yeah.
Was he like completely like sprinting?
No, he was jogging. He was kind of jogging. Yeah, trying not to make a scene.
Right. Yeah. But then I think at one point he's like, oh, it's gone.
Yeah.
At this point.
He must have like left it on the hill.
On the hill, yeah.
And
yeah.
was going to swing. You know,
or just took his hand off for a second.
Yeah, just for a second. And it just
got a hold of it and took it down. So it was pretty funny.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Otherwise, nice guy, though.
And, yeah, real nice guy.
And his good shots were long hit.
Yeah, because a lot of times we were hitting, like on that number, I think it's hole three, which is a par five. Yeah, hole three is a par five.
Yeah, he hit an iron.
Yeah, I hit a.
Off the tee box?
Yeah. Off the tee box. Wow. I hit a four wood.
Yeah, I hit a three wood.
And he hit a three wood. And he was like, I don't know, 10 yards behind us with an iron.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he crazy long when he got a hold of him, he was good.
I'm taking he played a lot in Florida.
I guess so. I asked him. I don't think you were there, but I asked him how long he'd been playing, and he said it's been like. Yeah, he didn't give a Vegas answer, but just years. He said like a lot of years, maybe 10, 15 years.
Oh,
sweet. So I assume a lot of that was down there in Jupiter where you can play all year round. Yeah,
365 golf, 365. Yeah, so it was a good round. I had a good time. I had some good shots, of course, and some bad shots. I ended with 93.
Okay,
which is
where'd you guys play from?
The Whites.
58.
Yep. 83. I'm sorry.
Yep.
So I had a three in the front, a plus three in the front, and a plus three in the back. And there you go with 93. And as a note, so when I put this in our tracker for our handicap,
okay,
my handicap has gone up a whole point now.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm at 19.3.
Really?
I'm going the wrong direction. And I try, and part, remember we talked last week too about our goals for 2020.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I went online to book a lesson for this week.
Oh, nice.
Actually, over the weekend, I had planned to do it with Brendan.
Okay.
But he's on vacation.
Right.
So he's not going to be there until this middle of this week.
Okay.
A weekday. Because I was like, okay, let's go. Let's start this now. Mm-hmm. We're going to start this a month early.
Yeah, no, you why not? I mean? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you were under 18.
I'm all about that, too, by the way.
I was 18 for the whole year until the last couple months. And now all of a sudden, it's going the wrong
direction.
And
I'm all about that. Golf or life or whatever. I mean, if you've got some goals that you already know you want to do for next year,
Don't wait.
Yeah, right. just don't wait. Just start them. Yeah. You know, start the year with some momentum. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And build into it. So, anyway.
Anything else you got to say about PB?
No. I about the same.
One other guy we met Tim on the 18th hole. So Tim was playing in front of us with three guys, and the two guys they left.
Yeah.
So Tim was by himself. So at 18, he kind of just waited because he didn't want to play by himself, I guess. So
I saw it.
He waved us up. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, he waved us up, and then we played with him the last two shots or three shots into the green.
Yeah.
On 18, so I gave Tim a card as well. So hopefully he's listening, and maybe we'll. Tim, email us up. Maybe we'll play again sometime.
Yeah, because we do that. I mean, we play with listeners.
We do.
So if anybody listening, we told
Chase as well.
Yeah.
So he's got our he gave him a card, so he has information. Told us to email us, and we'll add him to the Rolodex.
He said he was about that golf life like Aaron.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Nice.
Yeah, we will hold you to that.
Yeah.
You say you going to play, okay. We will email you and say, hey, we plan this date, this time. Can you make it?
GolfDMV
podcast at gmail.com. Vern, how'd you do at PBW?
Not too bad. Like I said, bad, good, and then about average, a little bit higher than average. I think 92 is what I ended up with when I went home and counted it.
So. Nice. Yep. Sounds good.
So the simulator.
Right, you went back to the simulator.
PBW simulator. So yeah. I went today. Today being Sunday, it's cold and rainy here in the DMV, and I wanted to try it out. They had three simulators in there. Basically, I don't know if you remember, we went to the thing we went to up there?
City Swing?
No, the... tournament. Went to the tournament.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, the WGTS tournament?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So where the food was in that little restaurant there, based, right. That big bay window that opens, yeah. Where you can see the, floor, mm-hmm. see the 18th and 9th green, I guess that is. They have three simulators there.
Oh, sweet.
So when I had a call yesterday, the day before, made an appointment for, right. for an hour, $25.
$25 for an hour?
$25 for one person.
Yeah.
For one person is $25 for an hour.
That's so a good
when
deal.
I get right, so when
cheaper
I
cheaper than some,
exactly. That's less why I went, and I wanted, some. And I wanted to see what it was like. And you couldn't go to the range today. I mean, it was cold and rainy, yeah, yeah. and everything, and it was dark at 5 anyway.
That's true.
So you know, you have to go to Only and play in the dark with the sorry ass heaters. so I decided to try this out for $25. I mean, an hour, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
So I, when I get there, there's one guy. There's three simulators. There's one guy in the simulator.
Okay.
There's the, I forget her, I'm sorry, I apologize, but I forgot her name at the bar,
uh-huh.
and the bro and a guy at the desk.
That's it.
Okay. Three people there. That's okay. it. So I go in and check in. He's like, well, I got to try to get there a little bit early, so I did. And he's like, well, you can start now if you want. There's, you know, there's open base. I'm like, okay, cool. So he sets it up for me initially on the range.
Right.
I go to the bar, order a drink while he's doing that. Mm-hmm. And she, when she, you know, she brings me my drink. So I start doing the range part and everything. Then after, I don't know, 10 minutes, I did like 10 minutes. I probably hit it maybe 15 balls as quote unquote range warm up.
Right.
And then I started. He said, well, you can pick. He showed me how to do it. And you can pick anything, pick any course. They don't have as many courses as City Swing has in their Rolodex or whatever you menu, I mm-hmm. guess. Whatever.
Right, right.
They probably have, let's say 15.
Okay.
So me being, you know, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to play Pebble Beach.
Nice.
Okay.
Right. So one of the things I've, and this has been a learning, this was a learning experience for me. I learned today. You can also put in your handicap in the system.
Okay.
Oh,
it makes it easier.
Well, you play from the appropriate tees.
Okay.
You can pick your tees. You can put in your handicap. You can pick your tees. You can. You know, you can manipulate the stuff.
You can get it as close to actual.
Exactly.
Golf
and
as possible.
And we didn't do that at City Swing. I think they did that for us, but I don't know how in depth they went into, like, you know, I know they didn't ask us our handicap.
No, I think he just asked where we wanted to play from distance-wise.
Right.
We went like 59 or something like that.
Yeah. Right. So I did Pebble Beach, and I did Pebble Beach without putting in my handicap, without picking the tees either. I just, because I'm new to, this is right. a different, every system seems to be a little bit different, and they're all not created equally. Mm-hmm. So this one, I just went in, clicked the button. He told me how to click here, click here, click there, so I click.
Right.
Pebble Beach, bang, let's start.
Tips.
Right. Right. I didn't know it initially. Right.
512 par 4.
So by the second hole,
right.
I was plus 15.
And you weren't even, having a good day.
Right. And even on the first hole, it got to a point where I just went click and skip it.
Yeah, next.
Just move on to the next hole because this is getting ridiculous.
Right, right.
Another difference about theirs is you actually putt.
Oh, you have to putt.
Nice. So how does that happen? How does that work?
You put a ball right there in the little
sensor
section
range,
of the wherever mm-hmm. they tell you to, you know, little. So there's a little, what you call it, like track man, whatever.
Right,
that's watching.
Radar behind
it. Yeah, yeah, actually, there's in front of you.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. okay.
And when you put your ball, place your ball there by the tee area,
right.
It's red. And when you move it to the right spot, it'll turn green.
Okay.
So that, I guess, then it's tracking the ball.
Tracking the ball, yeah.
And you actually putt it. I mean, you actually take your putter out and putt it. If it says 11 feet 6 inches,
that's where it went.
You got to putt it, get it within the sphere of gimme,
right.
which I think is like 4 or 5 feet.
Right.
Mm. It's not 8 like it was, because what's name was 8 feet, I thought.
Yeah, City Swing was like 8 feet.
But that
eight
might
feet.
Change if you put the handicap in.
No, I put my, later on, after two holes and I was at plus 15, I was like, okay, this is ridiculous. Something is not right here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I mean, I know I'm not good, but come on.
Plus,
you know what I mean?
Plus 15 is
ridiculous.
Round is
over two holes
right.
in.
You know what I'm saying? So then I got out of that one. I ended that one. And then I found out another thing I found out, again, I didn't get a whole lot of directions. He just told me click it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it was playing for 4 people, for starters.
Oh.
Yeah, it was 4 people in the system. I'm like, okay. And it kept saying for the next play. I'm like, there's no
there's
other
player.
It's me. You know what I mean? So I had to
delete all them.
Yeah, I had to delete all that and da 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 da. So that's how I was like, you know, forget this. So then I started a whole new round.
Okay.
And I went to Congressional.
Okay.
But
okay.
then I put in the white tees. Right. I put in my handicap. I put in just me and that kind of stuff. And then I played that.
Different experience?
Different, yes and no.
Okay.
Yeah. I was hitting everything to the left. I hit one fairway the entire time, and I only got through 10 holes because I was putzing around because I did the practice session,
right?
And I did the I blew up on the Pebble Beach,
and you had to work through that.
Then I had to work through that, then when I got burned done, yeah, I was burning up my time,
right?
So I only got through 10 holes, and I quit it. And actually, I could have kept going, but I at my point, I was like, okay, I had my hour, I'm done, and I was getting frustrated too with this thing because everything I kept hitting was pulling to the left. Right. I kept pulling everything to the left. And what's interesting with this one is if you're under a tree, right, you got to hit like you're under a tree. And it wasn't registering to me at first.
Wait, it'll take branches into account.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, this one will because I was under a tree one time. I was like 130 yards out,
right?
And I was like, oh, that's just an easy 9-9, whatever. And I go whack the ball, I hit see it go hitting the branches and stuff up into the tree,
really,
and drop right back down 16 yards in front of the tree. I'm like, oh, I was under the tree, but nowhere did it. You know what I mean? I just didn't.
I can't win in a simulation either.
Right. Simulation was kicking my butt.
The video game can't give it to me. Damn,
good,
bro.
So all in all, it was good. I would go back. Absolutely. One, because there was nobody there.
Right.
When I got done, the guy that was there on the simulator, he left probably my first 10 minutes. He left.
Okay.
So it was just me, the guy in the pro shop, and the bartender. It was just the three of us.
Oh, wow.
And I asked her, I said, well, when I first ordered my drink, I said, well, how long are you here for? You know, what's your hours or whatever? She said, I'm here until you leave.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So,
oh,
right.
Okay.
Right. So then I feel bad. You know, I'm out here hacking up the joint and y'all got to sit here, babysit me.
Watching you.
Right. You know what I mean? She wasn't watching me, fortunately. They was on the other side, doing their phone. You know, kids, young people, they got phones in front of their face the whole time. But because I went around to the back to the shop at the end, mm-hmm. they were both sitting with their phones in front of their face.
Oh, of course.
You know, Instagram or whatever young people do nowadays.
it's twice now.
I'm just saying.
Hey, what they do.
Every time you see somebody, they got the phone in front of their face.
Right.
So they were entertaining themselves while they waited for me to get done hacking up.
Right.
So when I finished, I did take a picture of what I had done when I finished, and I will tell you. So I had finished 10 holes. I was plus 15.
Uh-huh.
Plus 15, plus 15, yeah, 15 through 10.
Right.
Yeah. So it wasn't pretty. Everything I hit was to the left. I mean, I hit one fairway the entire time.
Okay.
So I really don't know.
Did you think that was accurate? I mean,
yeah, like
you just
that,
played there a couple of days ago.
Right. And I didn't. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I didn't hit many things to the left. I hit most of my stuff went to the right.
Right.
Last week. Or they was in the fair. I hit quite a few fairways out there. I thought the other day.
I don't want to sound like. Because again, I'm not good. So it's like, I don't trust these simulators.
But you don't trust the simulators.
Yeah, yeah. It's like,
Yeah.
You know, because everything is calculated like to the T with the numbers and stuff. But are there things that can't be calculated by like a machine?
Right,
right.
That happens on the course that, like, it says, well, it was a spin rate like this and a swing speed this way and da da da. It's going to go this way.
Or it's making assumptions, basically.
Right.
Like, I've got these six variables and these other three or four, I'm just going to have to go ahead and plug in.
Right. Exactly.
Some random numbers.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, he hit it this way, but it went straight or it didn't go as left as you thought.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
Right. I hit one. So in the practice session, I did take a picture of this because it was my one shiny moment. So when their range, it didn't have targets. Like when we played at City Spring, it had targets to left, right,
that kind of stuff. 100 yards,
this one was just basically a big field with one target way out there in the.
And it just tells you what each shot you did was.
Exactly. Okay. And it would show you, if this is a line straight in the middle,
right.
It would show you where your shot went and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And then it would also show you, well, if your shot, let's say you're hitting a 7-iron or whatever, and your shot went 140 yards to the left.
Right.
So it would show you if you hit it straight.
Right.
It would have went 155 yards this way, but because you hit it to the left and
you cost yourself this many yards.
Exactly. It would show you that kind of stuff. So I did have one drive that was straight and it was 256 yards.
Nice. Okay.
So
256 straight.
That was my highlight of the day.
I do wonder if this is more just beneficial as a range. You know what I mean? A session. Like just warm up. Like use these indoor simulators just to kind of swing,
well,
get your numbers.
Know. So I spent a lot of time in bunkers today too, especially at Pebble Beach.
Okay.
My God, I would hit from one bunker, it would hit on the green and roll off the other side of the bunker.
Into the other.
And I did that three. That's why I like plus 15 in two holes. So you in this one, you could hit wedges and stuff like that too. So you hit a lot of wedges,
right?
And we didn't do as many wedges, I don't think, at City Swing. They seemed to be a little bit different. Maybe it was just the course.
Maybe because I was at Pebble Beach. Yeah,
because it was bunkers everywhere, and then I'm talking 8-9 feet elevations. So you had to pay attention to that as well.
You had to pop the ball up.
Yes, you had to hit it up to the top of the screen basically to get it out of the bunkers and stuff like
that. Wow.
So yeah, it was. I'm definitely going to go back. Well, because it's $25 and it's close to the house, and it wasn't nobody there.
Right.
And I can get drinks. Yeah. And food if I want it.
That's true.
That's a positive.
Yeah.
So yeah. All in all, I give him a thumbs up. If you live out that way, if it's convenient for you, I would actually recommend it. You basically just call and say, "Hey, I'm going to come at this time." See if they got availability, and that's done deal.
Go from there.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I'm going to check out the. Gosh, I keep getting. The place Needwood has one. I'm going to check it out tomorrow. Tomorrow being Monday, and we'll see if we can get that going on. Golf DMV. So we want to check out this Hero World Challenge and preview that coming up, right, LB? I mean,
yeah, it's not honestly. When I put this on the rundown sheet, I thought it'd be a lot more to talk about, but there really isn't. I did do a little bit of research. So
Hero World Challenge, is that the tournament where? Okay, but that's not the one where all the champions from the year before play in one, right?
I couldn't find. I was wondering about that. Because there's only 18 players in this tournament.
Really?
Only 18. And they might be all previous winners.
You might be right, Claude. Yeah, because I thought this was like a regular, like, 60 field.
No. So there's no FedEx points for this at all.
Oh, really?
This is straight charity. And it is Tiger's charity that gets the money.
This is the one that's at the course we played at City Swing, right?
Okay. Exactly.
In Jamaica
Bahamas. Albany.
Okay.
I think it's called the Albany course.
I feel like this one is in Hawaii.
No.
It's in Bahamas.
No, the one that I'm thinking about.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah, I don't know how Tiger determines who plays and who doesn't, but then so this is some of the stuff that I found today.
Okay,
it's a charity event. There's no FedEx point. There's only 18 players in it. Like you said earlier, DJ did withdraw because of he had knee surgery. He underwent arthroscopic knee surgery in September to repair cartilage damage in his left knee. He has not played since finishing last at the Tour Championship. but he, you know, after careful consideration, yada yada yada, he decided to withdraw. But he does plan on playing in the President's Cup next week in Australia, whatever. So I think Chez Reavie will replace Johnson in the field. Now, just a little bit more, because I got to wondering, it's like, well, how much is this? You know, just some tournament background. If we were to go, which we had mentioned, we might want to try and do that,
right?
The tournament tickets are only $50 a day for a pass, a good any day pass.
Okay, 15? 50. Okay.
Yeah. 50, which is actually cheaper than the where we're going in Sawgrass. Yeah, they're $100 basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. TPC, yeah. So the packages start. They have a special packages at the Grand High Bahia Mar is where you can stay. They start around $300 a day per person.
Okay.
But that includes your ticket to the tournament. As well as, it's either a round, A being one round of golf at the Bahia Mar. It's a really nice course.
Right.
You can either play there. I think it's one round, not one round per day.
It's probably one round.
It's probably one round. Because I looked at that one time back in the day, and it would, if this is before Tiger Turner was there, and I think it was close to like a 225 per round.
Oh, wow.
Type green suit type joint.
Yeah.
So the money. This if you go to PGA website, it doesn't tell you much about it. You got to go to Tiger's website to get information.
And by the way, to hear the rest of the information, you're going to have to listen to the podcast. Radio show, it's over.
Okay.
It's over. Folks, go to golfdmvpodcast.com. You'll hear that. For the podcast listeners, keep listening. Radio listeners, go to golfdmvpodcast.com for the rest of the show, and we'll catch up with you guys next week or when you check into the podcast. All right, podcast listeners with all the bonus information. Go right
ahead. Bonus information. All right. So the tournament does benefit Tiger Woods Foundation. It was established in 1996, with Tiger Woods and his father, Earl Woods, to create and support supportive community-based program that improves the health, education, and welfare of children in America. So these are the numbers I could find. In September of 2017, they had net assets of $95 million.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of money.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's another, you know how we have these organizations that I want to say like it's called similar to consumer affairs or those people that monitor. There's groups that monitor
like consumer fraud, like fraud type stuff to make sure
mm-hmm. people doing right things. So there's an agency basically that monitors charities
like a watchdog for agencies.
Exactly okay. to make okay. sure they doing things with their money, that kind of stuff.
Right.
So they actually have like a 9-point-something rating.
Oh wow!
So they actually legit. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
not out of 100. So,
right.
We spending this money, y'all.
So they're actually doing stuff with their money. I could not find, and I never, at some point I got tired, like, okay, that's enough. I got tired of doing research. Because I kind of want to see what actually some concrete evidence. So, they did this here, they did that there,
right,
that kind of stuff.
Home and
right. Yeah. I didn't go in that kind of depth to see what they have done. One thing I did see, they have like a CEO, CEO, they did have to pay the salaries of some executives.
Right, who run
the foundation. Okay. Like the one guy that's the CEO, and I put this in air quotes, he only makes like, I think it's like $200,000 or something a year. Hmm. But he gets $400,000 from somebody else over here on the other side. So the other people were like 190s, 180s okay. type of numbers.
Okay.
Some of the VPs and that kind of stuff. So it is what it is. So yeah, that's about as much as I can give you about the Hero World Challenge. Again, it's only 18 people. If I'm sitting around one day at work when we get back from Jamaica, which I'm excited about,
right?
I will watch some of it, and if I don't, I won't miss it.
Yeah, I just want to see it just for the golf course, but disappoints me. I guess because it's for charity, Brooks has no interest in this at all.
No.
I don't win anything?
Right.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. But yeah. I think that's a good question. Do they actually get, if you win that tournament, do you actually get a paycheck or do you have to give your money to charity?
Right, that's a good question. Yeah. Is it mandatory? And it's like, but if you that's what you got to think where, it's not mandatory, but if you don't, you kind of you're seen as a jerk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because I think that, I could have sworn I saw I thought I saw $3.5 million on...
And that's a lot to donate.
As far as the tournament purse. Right. You know what I mean?
Now I'm supposed to be in it just to win and not donate it.
Right.
No, I'm not donating this. I donated $10,000 when the tournament started.
I'll cheat the charity like Matt Cooch, that Mexican caddy. By giving a little bit of money.
That's an interesting question. I don't know the answer to
because that. Then if the purse is 3.5 and other people are getting their money even though they don't win, is the pressure still on the person who finishes 10th?
That's true.
You know what I mean? Right, to donate the money, right. Or is it just the winner?
Nothing.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. Like I finished 10th. I'm not donating anything. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I guess it's all tax deductible, but at the end of the day, would you rather have the cash up front?
Yeah. Then just decide what you want to donate later.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Well, that's the same when it comes to the money, though. Like the one story we had on the rundown with Sergio, the tournament that he's playing, he's going to play the tournament where he got disqualified from last year.
Oh, yeah.
When we acted fool, beating up the greens and the fairways and all that
sand
stuff.
Sand traps and all that.
So he's going to play it again, but he is forfeiting his, and I put in air quotes, his appearance fee.
Oh.
That's an appearance fee for this tournament?
Yes. Because it's in, Saudi Arabia, right?
Dubai or Saudi Arabia,
one of those places. He had a $640,000 appearance fee.
So they pay the big names to come play the tournament. Yeah.
He was getting paid $640.
To show up. And he acted a fool like last year.
Wow.
Right. This makes me even like more angry at him.
You like him even less now.
Already getting $640K.
Just chilled out.
Yeah, just like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Go along with it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, you know,
it's not the course's fault that you suck at this point. You know what I mean? Like, they're paying you and you're acting horrible. And then, but then for them to still want him to come back.
Right.
They need names.
Yeah, no, they need names. They need people to get they wouldn't do it if it wouldn't benefit them in one way or the other.
Exactly. If they could fill it out, they'd probably just skip him.
But. Right.
Yeah, he got
old tantrum boy.
He was forfeiting 640.
Good Lord, almost
740 G's. I'm looking through my notes here to see if there's anything else. Yeah, 643.
And he's doing this to try to make good on what he did last year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's his. I bow before the those in charge. That's his.
Sergio, by the way, after winning the Masters, fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
That first major, and just just can't get it together. Yeah, like the guy, what tour was that? Was it a South Korean tour?
Yes. Or? Yeah, the guy who, who gave the dude the finger for messing up his backswing.
Yeah.
I forget his name already.
Apologize. Yeah.
I got his name.
Got on a knee somewhere. And bowed.
Right, he went prostrate.
Before the crowd to ask for forgiveness. Yeah. And they end up getting it, what, reduced to a year?
I think something like
after
that, right?
That? Yeah. He got a year. He got a year
which
for
is
that.
Ridiculous, by the way. Yeah. Right? That's crazy. Yeah. All right, folks, this is Golf DMV, man. Oh, go ahead. You had some more from that tournament?
So we're going to, you in there. We can move on to something else.
Yeah, no, we'll break here and we'll come back next week with a shorter show. Radio won't be able to tell the difference. Podcast listeners, they'll be able to tell the difference. But it's Golf DMV. We'll check in next week. We'll have some holiday stuff to talk about. We'll catch up with you guys next week.